Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to fivestrengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at fivestrengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to your Job Search Coach podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today, let's talk about resume formatting. We know that good content is what sells a resume, but good formatting makes that content readable. So let's talk about some do's and don'ts that help you stand out. Put yourself in the shoes of a hiring manager. 2 resumes are in front of you. Both are possible candidates for the open position. The first is littered with text, margin to margin, full of inconsistent fonts and format, and very little useful information stands out. The second resume is presented with consistent font and format, short bullets with precise information, and really good use of white space. Which resume would you rather tackle first? The appearance of your resume is not as important as its content, certainly, but your presentation can affect your future hiring executive's impression of your candidacy. In the example, the 2 resumes contain qualified candidates, but the difference is clear. A cluttered resume displays a cluttered style, clunky and disorganized, which is the last thing any employer wants in their ranks. Resume content is always going to be more important than format, but you do need to pay attention to how that content presents. Make sure you're following good advice on a good presentation of your professional resume. So first thing, don't use downloadable templates. On the one hand, the more generic your resume appears, the fewer seconds a hiring manager will spend glancing at it before putting it aside and forgetting about it. On the other, many templates are not built to present well across individual computers, so you never will be entirely certain that your beautiful layout will appear equally attractive on someone else's computer, and especially not on a mobile device. For your formatting, bright paper or flashy clip art will catch the manager's eye, but maybe not in a good way. These kinds of tricks appear unprofessional, and resumes that bring success use a combination of a clean layout and strong content without resorting to glitz. With respect to typeface, while typeface choice is important, distracting choices can derail your message and make your document impossible to read. Hiring managers should focus on content, your skills, abilities, and experiences. So don't just decrease the readability of your resume by using too many fonts in your resume. Use complementary fonts, maybe 2 at most, say 1 for headings and 1 for the body, making sure to highlight important pieces of the document while maintaining the integrity of your message. Color is controversial. I love it. I love to use a strategic splash of color to emphasize particular information or graphical elements. I like to tell your audience where to read on your resume first. They can't help but look at the elements that are colored in a contrasting way, and I do that deliberately, so I'm pointing them to what I want them to know about you. Now let's go on to spelling and grammar. Spelling and grammar are small things you need to be conscious of in your resume. Spell check is not always reliable, and it won't catch every grammar mistake if all the words are spelled correctly if you're using homonyms like the T-O, T-O-O, and T-W-O. These can be easily confused, and you could miss something like that. So please check not only what your computer says are misspelled or done improperly grammatically. Use your own good judgment and hire an editor or a proofreader if you aren't sure. Let's talk about white space. White space on your resume is essential for your readers' ability to get through your document effectively. Use reasonable margins as well as good space strategically inserted between sections of information. This gives your reader, a hiring manager or somebody else, a break point and also points of focus without using actual graphic elements like text boxes and rules, which are good to use, but different and have different implications for the layout of your document than does good white space. In any case, make sure that your document doesn't look like a high school essay. Use single spacing, use good margins. And in terms of consistency, be consistent with your format throughout your entire resume. This will enable your reader to follow patterns, which is what you want them to do. You want them to make an easy read of your document. You don't want to create a search and find endeavor for them. If you use bold titles for your current workplace or some other element, use the same formatting for all of your other experience. Of course, make sure that you limit your use of bold, italic, and underlines, that kind of a thing, because if you make everything stand out, then nothing will. With that, I will sign off and thank you for listening today. My name is Amy L. Adler, and you've been listening to your Job Search Coach podcast. If you want to connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm Amy L. Adler. Thanks so much for listening.